This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is a safe place, a place where we can feel free sharing our feelings. Think of my office as a nest in a tree of trust and understanding. We can say anything.
Anything.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Deep down, I'm feeling a little confused. I mean, suddenly you get married and you're supposed to be this entirely different guy. I don't feel different.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
I happened to look over at a certain point during the meal and see a waitress taking an order, and I found myself wondering what color her underpants might be. Her panties.
And Brendan Sprague.
Odds are they're probably basic white cotton underpants. But I started to think maybe they're silk panties. Maybe it's a thong. Maybe it's something really cool that I don't even know about, you know.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
What? What, I thought we were in the trust tree with in the nest. Are we not?
The Fan.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number two. That's Dirt. I'm Sprague. Welcome in.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday. Get your mail sack questions in to the Fan text line, 503-864-6326. Happy July 1st, everybody.
It is here.
It is here.
We're in July.
I'm excited. I love July.
Big fan of July.
July is a real grind month. People don't talk about it enough. July is a grind month. So any of your kids out there that are trying to get better as athletes, for most of them, if they're not in AAU, because, well, I think your kids should have a summer off. That's just my two cents.
They just never stop playing.
July is when the work needs to be put in to get better.
This is the work month right here.
I'm going to tell my kid that today. I haven't seen my kids in 2 days. I'm going to tell them today, July is work month. Lock in. We'll have fun, but put that work in.
That's right.
So we get the mail sack at 8:15 to get the mail sack questions in. You can also put them in at the YouTube chat, Twitter. We got a couple on Twitter already. And again, as the Fan text line, 503-864-6326. We are on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, and YouTube. YouTube.com/1080 AM, the Fan. The Odyssey app is delightful. The feature of what the segments are.
Yeah, it tells you.
I had somebody the other day, and I'm not somebody that like overly cares how critical people are of a radio show that I do.
Yeah.
I think you have to unplug that and just say, hey, I hate the show. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. Have a good day.
Yeah.
But I had somebody the other day go, yeah, I love the Odyssey app, man. I went and scrolled and I saw where you guys were talking Blazers. I saw baseball and I said, no way.
Moving on to the next segment.
Beaver baseball, not interested.
Don't want to hear about it.
Can I,
can I interest you in a little big dumper segment today?
33 homers.
That's a pretty big deal.
Pretty big dumper deal.
It's a big dumper deal.
I'm totally in. We had somebody follow us and immediately tweet us, I cannot wait for college football talk.
Hey, me either, buddy. Me either, man.
Same.
We're almost there, dude. Dirty Poll starts in a month. We're almost there.
Oregon's 11th in the recruiting class ranking.
And wait till they sign the number three player in the country this week.
Oh, we got an offensive lineman. Oh, he's fat.
It's a pretty big deal. Five-star offensive lineman are a big deal.
Oh, he's 300 pounds.
Last one we got ended up being a first-round pick.
Yeah, we'll see if he actually sticks with that commitment.
You taking shots from down there?
Whoa.
You taking shots from down there?
From down where? Let's comp the group of five status, see where we rank.
Let's go ahead and do it. All those Texas State winning seasons piling up.
Pac-12's a real conference now.
How long until Texas State bails to go to the Big 12? You got to find another new football member.
We're in recruiting battles with the Bobcats. If we're in San Marcos,
don't make
right
me
now.
Lash out angry today. I'm in a good mood. I'm talking about Speedos. Don't make me angry today.
So Jason Quick,
yes,
pseudo covers the Blazers. Also writes different stories around the league. Wrote a really good Adelman piece once Adelman became the permanent coach of the Nuggets. He has written a piece on DeAndre Ayton, who the Blazers bought out and got nothing for. And so DeAndre Ayton might be a Buck. He might be a Laker. We'll have to kind of wait and see on that. Really good piece if you haven't read it. Basically, the stuff we had heard about Ayton as a Blazer was good locker room guy, great leader, supportive. And the Blazers said, thanks, but no thanks on all that support again.
Yeah, we don't need you anymore.
So they have created $25 million is what they paid out. So they'll have $10 million in cap space. I think Richmond is right. I think even though they can afford the full mid-level, maybe they bring somebody in. But I don't know how likely that is. The roster spots, they don't have a ton of them. And so they might want to come in with a little roster flexibility.
They don't need any more guards. They definitely don't need any more centers. You could always use more wings. You could use a little shooting.
Yeah, it'd be great to get shooting or a wing. Quick writes that Billups has bold letters in his office that read, you can have bad plays, but not bad ways. He then goes in and basically says that source with the team told him that DeAndre Ayton was tardy to team flights and practices. He skipped rehab appointments. He would punch chairs in frustration from time to time when he'd come out. And he'd throw tantrums in the locker room when he was sidelined for poor effort. So all of what we were told DeAndre Ayton was, according to this piece, is that he wasn't that great. And so part of the reason they were able to buy him out was, one, he wants to go to a winner, but two, they just didn't want to bring that back. I do think it's a bit of a mix of Mo. Wait, what am I trying to say?
Mo?
It's a bit of a mix of Mo?
Mo? Who's Mo?
Who's Mo?
I'm spanking around here.
Yeah, I think you are.
I think it's a mix of both.
Yes.
I think I meant to say both, not Mo. I watch a lot of Simpsons at my house. My kid loves that show.
Moth would be kind of cool.
Sorry, I was thinking about a scene with Mo in a recent episode where he's stuck in traffic. He goes, oh, I got nowhere to be and no one cares about me.
Way to be honest.
Underrated character in The Simpsons
yes,
is Mo.
He is.
Anyways, I do think it's a mix of both, where he obviously didn't want to be here anymore. We had drafted two centers.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
But also, yeah, if you told me DeAndre Ayton was being DeAndre Ayton
behind
the scenes.
They drafted centers in back-to-back years.
And also Phoenix got to the finals with him and said, you can have him. Go ahead.
I read this yesterday, and I did chuckle. Like I don't think DeAndre Ayton was terrible the entire time. I'm sure he was a good mentor from time to time for Donovan Klingon.
Was he? Or was he like, hey, Donovan, good job, man. I think we throw mentor out too loosely.
Sure. I don't think he was a total POS to everybody in the locker room, so maybe I'm giving him too much credit for that being like the baseline of approval of your teammates. When you have an organization that drafts a guy number one overall, he's the starting center for a team, and you get to an NBA Finals, and then... was it a year later?
I think it was two.
2 years later?
He got that deal from Indiana, Phoenix match.
They didn't want to match it. His head coach hated him, wanted nothing to do with him, but they couldn't let a number one pick walk for nothing.
Right.
So they had to match the deal, and they could not trade him fast enough. What does that tell you? There's a bit of an issue there.
Well, there's a line
here. I'm reading through this yesterday. I'm just chuckling of like, yeah, dude, like he seems like the kind of, even when he plays, he seems like the kind of guy who doesn't care half the time. And that's the frustrating part about him. There's a million of those guys in the NBA that you have all the potential in the world, but you don't have the work ethic and you don't have the drive night in and night out in order to achieve the ultimate success in the league. Not that he hasn't gotten paid, not that he hasn't been a good player. He has stretches in games where he can dominate. And then there's highlight packages of him standing there watching four different guys grab an offensive rebound and have putback chances as he's looking around with his hands up at the sky. Like,
that's why
he doesn't care. He's not invested, you know, as consistent as he needs to be. And that shows off the court as well.
I thought it was a sneaky good point by a listener yesterday because we basically asked, like, the most you're going to remember about DeAndre Ayton as a Blazer is that he didn't make a game because of an ice storm, right? And it was overwhelming, yes, was the results. But somebody brought up a good point, and I forgot about the press conference where he called himself Dominatin'.
He gave himself the nickname Dominatin'.
I think that needs to be in the running for what we'll remember most, either the most ridiculous
nickname.
That was
his introductory
nickname.
Press conference.
It's just, yeah. I'm a max player. I'm dominating.
That's right. No, you're a turnstile.
Your worst seasons in your career were here in Portland.
You just got bowed out of your deal, and you're going to go sign a mid-level exception.
Well, and I know that he has moved on, and he's going to go to a different team, and so we don't have to, like, hash out everything DeAndre Ayton. I kept coming back yesterday to the point of everything they have, not everything, but some of what they've done this offseason. I don't mind getting rid of Ant and DeAndre. Totally on board with it. Like, let's clear up the log jams and let's see what the young guys have. I'm on board with that. The Drew one, it's a little bit of a weird move. Yeah. You can like it all you want, or you can talk yourself into liking it, or you can say it's a sneaky good move all you want. We have no clue if that contract will be traded again.
Mm-hmm.
We all would have said that about DeAndre. We all would have said that about Ant. We would have gotten more for those things. And
totally
one of them got us nothing. So who knows where that's going? But Quick does put in a funny line, and I know how it's different, but a funny line of like, funny they don't want the 27-year-old to come back and be a mentor for young guys at his position, but they want the 35-year-old guard. And I think that kind of speaks to a little bit of his story of how they view things internally, to the point where he wrote that the Blazers, not everyone in the organization even wanted him here.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, he's got maturity issues, personality things, but they needed to offload the Nurk contract. So you can absolutely see that trade and say, this is partially why they did that move.
Well, and are you willing to pull off that move to get Kamara, who they clearly loved and coveted and they wanted him in that trade, but you got to take on a bad piece of that deal. And the bad piece of that deal was DeAndre Ayton.
So let me ask you, it's the first, it's, you know, this stuff just started in the NBA.
Yes, although it feels like about 800 free agents signed yesterday.
Well, but do you think they're going to move Jeremy?
I don't. I might end up being wrong on that. I had the
so our offseason's going to be Young Hansen buying out DeAndre Ayton, acquiring 35-year-old Drew Holiday, and keeping Jeremy Grant.
I mean, there might be some other fringe moves. You might go get somebody on a mid-level exception. I'd have to go look through all the available free agents.
Free agents class ain't great, buddy.
Even who's
ain't
left.
Great, buddy.
It's not like we can sign good free agents anyway.
Most of them are gone anyway.
Yeah, I mean, go get like Seth Curry back. We could do that kind of signing. Go play 7 minutes a night and, hey, shoots 42% from three. It'd be great. Look, I'll reiterate. I said it last week about DeAndre Ayton. I didn't think there was a trade partner there. Financially, it didn't make sense for the Blazers to bring on a big salary in return for that deal. Who's taking on Jeremy Grant's contract?
Well, that's the tough part.
I have a really hard time with that, man. He had the worst year of his career last year. He was terrible from start to finish. He's got, I believe, 3 years left on his deal, making $32, $34, $36 million. So you're going to have to bring some money back in order to pull that trade off. Somebody's not trading you an expiring contract for Jeremy Grant. There's no way in hell that's happening.
Yeah.
So are you willing to attach a first-round pick to get rid of Jeremy Grant? Are you willing to do the Michael Porter Jr. trade? You're not getting a Cam Johnson in return, but are you willing to do that with a 2033 first-round pick?
People would suggest it's ridiculous to do it, and I don't think it's out of the realm of idea that you give one of your first to get out of the Jeremy business.
Yeah, it's a horrible contract, and I want him off the team.
It's such a bad deal. I think that's the other part of this, too, is like when you see the other teams around the league operating,
mm-hmm.
Denver had a bad contract. And now, yeah, I know he's a different player than Jeremy Grant. I totally get it. But it's a dude with real injury history.
Yeah.
And it's a dude that's a little bit of a
head case.
A little bit of
he's
a
got
head
a little
case.
Bit of DeAndre Ayton in him. Like, do you care?
A
are you here night in and night out?
Like, who is a little in and out. Like,
yep.
They made a move, and I would argue they made an upgrade. Houston out here just having to give away almost nothing and just improving their roster. Oklahoma City's a beast. you know, Minnesota, they've gotten to back-to-back conference finals. They will sign Randall and keep Naz Reid. Like,
I think they'll miss Alexander Walker, but yeah.
Yeah, I do too, but I think you can get past that and, you know, find a different replacement. I just, my overall point is, are we really going to look at the offseason as good team building? Because right now, they're un-effing their own choices.
Right now, I think that's
the thing that needs to be framed is,
yeah.
I can like some of what they're doing.
That's what I'm applauding, but it's their own mistakes that they made in the first place that got them in this position.
I think the tough thing is, I don't want to sound like I'm being just negative. I'm really in the middle of, like, I do think that they have grossly mismanaged their assets. I don't know how you don't have a takeaway of that. But also, I like that they're opening things up for young guys to see what the young guys really are.
It's about damn time.
And say, hey, they're either our guys or they're not our guys, and I like a couple of their pieces. But it also needs to be said, because it's true, they're un-effing their own choices. And part of un-effing their own choices is Jeremy Grant.
Yes.
And I don't think that they'll be able to do it, but I hope that they can.
They had the ability to trade him last summer, reportedly, and they said no. They held out for more, and it aged like more milk being left out in August. Just a horrible decision on their part. I have quite enjoyed, after spending basically the last 2 years arguing this, that these guys should be gone and let's start the youth movement and truly rebuild and not have this weird mix of we're playing vets and bringing rookies off the bench. People telling me that they shouldn't do that or they can't do that. Now that they're doing that, telling me that these are great moves. And I'm like, wait a minute. You just told me a year ago that you can't get rid of Ant. You're going to keep DeAndre Ayton. And now they're just paying DeAndre Ayton to go away. And they had to attach things to Anfernee Simons. This is what happens when you hold on to your assets for too long and you overvalue your own supply. And it's exactly what the Blazers did the last couple of years. So I said this yesterday, and I'll reiterate it. Like, I totally get the questions about roster building. I totally understand the frustration from some in the fan base who looked at the second half sample size and thought, we're going to go from that and then take the next step. I just was never in that thought process.
Well, I don't think Joe's moves indicate he is also
in
that thought process.
And that's smart, because that's a ridiculous thing to lean into. And it's why I did chuckle a little bit at everybody getting a contract extension, as if this team had just gone to the Western Conference Finals. Like, dude, you won 36 games beating a lot of teams who didn't have their number one player in the lineup in the second half of the year. And it was an incredibly misleading defensive performance. It may be translating, maybe it doesn't. But I'm also going to give them at least credit for finally doing what I've been screaming that they should do for 2 years, and that's letting the kids play and getting rid of some of these vets.
I think the tough thing is, you can give credit and also be a little critical of, why didn't you do that earlier when there was more value attached to
it? Why didn't you do it last year?
And I think that's a fair thing. The other thing I wonder, too, with their offseason, because it's July 1st and this stuff tends to kind of fly by quick.
It does.
And we've seen so – I mean, you go to ESPN's NBA – free agency tracker.
I mean, it's just every boom, boom, I mean, boom,
in 2 days,
boom,
it's
boom,
just,
boom,
yeah, it's a ton of names and names of players that maybe don't make or break your whole season, but like guys that I would really like. I think, who's scoring on this team? You're going to need Drew Holiday to be really good offensively.
Chinese Jokic.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to watch video and act as if I'm qualified to legitimately tell you if the player is going to be good. I'm not.
How dare you?
I can give an opinion on it.
How dare you?
I'm not qualified.
Questioning Chinese Jokic.
But you look at the roster. Who's scoring? Because right now you are more poised to be a worse version of Orlando last year.
Yes, you are.
Than you are to be as good a version. At least they had some guys. But then injuries and in and out of lineups with Franz and Paolo. And
they feel
then
like
Suggs.
They at least have a number one in Banchero.
Right. And then they added added a guy that can get some buckets in Bane. But yeah. Like, I look at the roster and I go, who's going to score? Is it going to be Shaden?
Internally, if I were them, I would argue, well, Denny Avdia had a great second half. We think he's going to continue it. Shaden Sharpe's going into his fourth year in the NBA.
It better be him.
Are you ready for a prime role? Like, now's
it
your time.
Be,
go
yeah.
be a 20-point-per-game scorer. Scoot Henderson's going into his third year in the NBA as a point guard. Like, now's the time. This isn't like, you don't get an 8-year runway to figure this out. Now's the time. You got to go.
I just look at it and I say, Dirt, who is going to score on this team?
Yeah,
and that was part of the Ant argument, which is okay, but Ant's gone now.
Yes, he is.
And so you're going to have to rely on certain guys, unless they can make another move, which I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. I will leave the door open for full opinion of the offseason until it's wrapped up and it's like, this is it. And maybe Jeremy gets moved, maybe he doesn't. If he doesn't, and this is largely your team, boy, you're not going to care as much about Tamani's defense if we're scoring 89 points a game.
Well, what if the opponent's scoring 87?
That Orlando did that last year. How'd that work out for them?
They made the playoffs.
Well, they in the East.
Yeah, that's true.
We have some breaking news that just came out a couple minutes ago. We'll get to that. It kind of falls in line with something else that came out yesterday in the same realm. So I'll tell you what that is next on The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brian Windhorst is one of my favorites that covers the NBA. Gave some thoughts on some different things. We'll talk to him coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We do have football on the show sheet.
We do. Football stuff.
There's football stuff.
It's almost here, man.
It is almost here. Oh, I can't wait
to be here before we know it. Dirty Poll starts in August. Let's go.
How did the Dirty Poll end up doing last year? Did it do okay?
I got it on my show sheet, so we can go through it. Okay. I got it on my show sheet, I think, from the preseason.
I have a college football segment that I've like just been holstering for 2 days, and I don't think we'll get to it today.
Yeah, hold it for tomorrow. Why not?
I mean, I hope we get to it tomorrow, but it also could be one of those after the 4th of July. It's definitely the perfect topic to get into, because I think it's a really good conversation.
It's not going anywhere, man. It's not going anywhere.
It's funny seeing the reaction to the Blazer stuff, dude. People are all over the map right now. And I
think that's totally normal. You should be all over the map. I don't think you should be overly confident in one way, and I don't think it should be the most doom and gloom in another. But I don't know how people are so...
Like, I read the... I shouldn't have, but the Rip City Reddit on Quick's piece. Hit job. Bad journo. Hate this guy.
Right. I mean, that's Blazer fan
like,
to a T.
Okay,
if
but...
If you say anything negative about the organization or the team, that you are an idiot or you don't know what you're talking about, because nothing that the Blazers do is wrong. There's that segment of the fan base that is insufferable to deal with. To the question of where their offense comes next year, one of the reasons that's not a big deal for me is that I don't... I'm trying to find the right way to phrase this. I don't want to say I don't care, but... I don't know about you. Like, I'm curious where Swag was at on this. I had zero expectations for next year. Like, I didn't go into the offseason after what happened in the second half of the year and think, well, now you got to be a 9 seed or else I'm going to lose my mind. Like, I'm just like, I don't put a lot of stock into what happened at the end of the year. I didn't necessarily agree with the extensions that everybody got. And there's a value in me next season as a fan finding out if guys can sink or swim. Like, I almost like the idea that we don't know where the, like, can somebody go generate offense?
That's fine.
Can Denny be a one or a two? Can Shaden Sharp step up? Can Scoot do it? Can Kamara add to his offensive game? Does Klingon bring a little bit more on that end of the floor? Like, there's value in that for me, and I had zero expectations on next season.
I'm totally fine with that opinion and takeaway. The problem is the organization, and I think, unfortunately, Quick's piece highlights something that I've been worrying about for a couple years now, and that is, are they internally all on the exact same page?
Clearly, they're not.
Because the coach says one thing, the general manager operates in a different world. You've got them disagreeing internally on certain talent. Like,
playoff plan. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, and I think Cronin is kind of telling us it's not necessarily play in. We hope it can be, but we don't. But Chauncey's not operating that way.
No, he got an extension, so maybe he can operate that way now. But I don't know.
You might be having the right opinion there. But I don't even know if that's the team's opinion. And that's the tough part is I want to hold the team accountable for what the team's expectations are. And it could be what you're saying, but it feels like the coach has higher expectations than that.
Well, I think the most frustrating part is you find, like, they should have been at this point like 3 years ago of all guys in the same kind of age range, time frame of their career arcs now having an opportunity to play together and gel and see, but are they going to have the full runway that OKC gave this crew to get there, that Denver gave their guys to get there? I don't think they do, because you're going to have a new owner here probably in 2 years.
Yep.
So, I love the fact, and if they can get Jeremy Grant out of the picture and get anything for him, you'd love to see what it all could look like working together. I don't know if it's going to catch fire and there'll be some sort of synergistic quality to this group.
Be great if it did.
I'd love to see if it did. I'll be curious probably more curious at the start of the season because I really don't know what it might look like.
Yeah.
So some breaking news came across the wire as we move on from the Blazers, because I think we've kind of just given our general thoughts on this for 2 days now. And until they make a move, I don't know what else there is really to say.
Yeah, we'll see what else is looming.
SGA just agreed to a massive contract extension after winning the championship and the MVP and the finals MVP.
What?
4 years, $285 million. Now, what's interesting about this, because we also had another big contract signed yesterday by another Western Conference player.
Agreed to.
Yeah, thank you.
Nothing
until
July
6th.
Nobody's negotiating anything right now.
Yeah, definitely. Not
going to
sign that deal.
Nobody's trading or doing free agent. None of that stuff.
Jaren Jackson Jr. I hate this semantics.
I do too. It's so stupid.
Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to bail on signing a $240 million deal.
He's considering it. Maybe he will. I don't know.
Interesting note on SGA. Going to make about 70 to 71 a year on that kind of deal.
Richest per year contract value in NBA history.
However,
God.
There is some intel already out. He could have played his cards differently and waited for the 300, and he didn't. And so I'm wondering, is this going to be a little Mahomesy where he does get paid?
The richest contract in NBA history, but in 3 years?
But it's structured where when Chet needs to get paid and Jalen needs to get paid. This was my fear, and I'm not saying that it's right yet. But it's going to be my fear if they keep the core.
Well, this is the thing about the NBA, and they announced the salary cap yesterday and what the aprons and tax thresholds and all that crap is. And because the rosters are so limited, at some point you will get – it'll be the agents and the union really pushing for all those supermax and keep pushing it out there. But at some point, like some players, and SGA seems like one to have that thought, okay, yeah – $70 million a year is plenty.
Especially in Oklahoma City, dude.
Dude, the last year, the estimate of the last year of this deal is $78.9 million.
So it's going to go up, okay.
So I think the estimate is it starts in 27-28, year one is 63, then it goes to 68 in year two, 70, just shy of $74 million in year three, and then just shy of $79 million in year four.
Let's play.
That is insanity. That is 39% of the projected cap in the final year of the deal.
Let's play ESPN here for a second on our radio show. Let's call this Take First, okay?
ESPN.
Dirt, SGA signed for $285. How come LeBron didn't take a pay cut like SGA?
Well, that's why he's not the GOAT, because he chokes in the NBA Finals and he's greedy, wants all the money. SGA cares about his teammates and he cares about winning. LeBron never did.
Let's be honest. That's why definitely going to be on the lower scroll, isn't it? On the cryon, it's going
to
say.
How are we going to react when, like, I don't know how far away we are. Maybe it never gets there. But you're now encroaching on $80 to $85 million a year for an NBA player.
Oh, somebody's going to get to 100.
Like, the first $100 million a year deal in the NBA is.
Wemby?
What's the most expensive soccer contract ever?
It's got to be
like how much
Mbappe,
is like Ronaldo
right?
making over and with the Saudis? Isn't he playing over in Saudi Arabia?
Those ones are tough.
I'm not gonna count that.
Yeah,
okay, it's
different.
No counties.
They got money we don't know about. What? Not Mbappe. What's the other player?
Messi.
I'm thinking of?
Not
Messi.
Damn it! It might be Mbappe.
Probably Mbappe.
Somebody, I can't remember who it was, but I remember somebody just got signed.
The largest contract ever offered was reportedly a one-year deal. I think this is to Saudi Arabia, too, but I think they offered him $1.1
billion. Who was it for?
Messi?
For Mbappe.
Yeah.
It included a $322 million transfer fee.
He stayed at PSG, right?
And salary that would have totaled $776 million.
Lord.
God.
Although I think he's going...
Yeah, Ronaldo was currently the biggest one, but that's again in Saudi Arabia. So I'm trying to find
another soccer player that just got signed a couple years ago, and he instantly
they're estimating Messi's deal, including his.
Well, he's got shares in the league.
The shares in the league are $135 million a year.
Yeah, Messi's making.
So that's pretty solid.
Well, and soccer contracts are weird because they get on, if they transfer, they'll get a big giant signing bonus.
Yeah, you get the transfer fee.
So you get
whatever.
A big giant lump sum, and then your contract is. You know, not
$100 million in the NBA is going to blow my mind, though.
Yeah,
like that's just going
to
be
Wemby.
I don't think it'll be quite there when Wemby's up. You're probably talking about a guy that's in high school
because they just how long is this TV deal?
11 years.
11 years. Yeah, so you're probably going to wait until the next TV deal. Yeah. I would imagine.
And you got to see where it's going to go.
You can see where the league's at and where television broadcasting is at,
well,
and all that.
JJJ Triple J just signed for two. Well, agreed. To $240 million with Memphis.
Yes, he did.
Is that going to age well, that contract?
I mean, I'll reiterate what I said about them.
He can't stay out of foul trouble.
Can't stay out of foul trouble. I just wonder where they're, what the plan. Like, is John Morant a reliable star? Can you rely on John Morant? Is he going to be healthy? Is he not going to get arrested? Is he going to do anything stupid? Is he going to get suspended? Like, Memphis to me is interesting. The getting five picks for Bane I thought was a good deal. They freed up some flexibility financially, and they got a lot of assets to play with. I wonder where they fit in the Western Conference. I mean, you got a guy like that, you got to sign him. You're not going to let him walk for nothing. You could have moved on from him, I guess, and traded him and totally restarted everything. But all of Memphis comes down to Ja Morant, whether or not he's in the lineup and whether or not he's getting suspended.
If he is, they got a pretty good backup and sixth man in Ty Jerome yesterday. Three years, $28 million. That was good business.
They absolutely did. So, and you got five first-round picks to play with if you want to go make another move.
You know what's going to hurt.
Do they want Jeremy Grant? We'll give you Jeremy Grant. What do you want for Jeremy Grant?
Cedric Coward being really good is going to feel like a real kick in the junk.
Yeah, that's the way we're going to view this draft for a long time. All the guys we had the chance to take.
Copying Yong Hansen to Cedric Coward.
Yes.
I'm prepared.
Or Bryant or Yakachon, anybody you want.
Brian Windhorst talking a lot about the NBA free agency, all the moves, speculations. He is next. Don't forget the mail sack at 8:15. Get the mail sack questions in. Dirt and Sprague back with more.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the
The Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry, hop-infused hard seltzers.
Hey, it's Daily Ticker time on a Tuesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cana Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Would have been great to be at the beach the last 2 days. A little hot, a little toasty. One more day today, and then I think it cools off again.
Oh, does it?
I think it does.
For the 4th of July?
We got 89 today. I mean, it's not going to be like cold, but it's not going to be 90.
Is it going to be sunny on the 4th?
I think
yeah,
it's sunny.
It's supposed to be like 78, 79.
Upper 70s. Perfect. 76 on Friday, according to my iPhone.
I want to go to the coast so bad.
And then we heat up again next week, back into the mid to upper 80s next week.
I think the beach really is, like, I'm a big beach guy, but I do think the coast is the perfect 4th of July.
It's a solid 4th of July.
You don't have to do anything, man.
It really is.
They'll all do the work for you. You get to enjoy it, and then you just either go to your rental or you drive home.
Yeah, there's definitely worse places to be than the beach for the 4th of July. I grant you that.
There's just a lot of pressure when you don't have solid 4th of July plans of what are you doing today? What do you want to do today? What are we going to do today? And if you haven't properly paired your meals or set plans, you're having this conversation and now it's 2:00 in the afternoon and you're like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Dogs and burgers.
Yeah, now you're starting to feel the pressure.
I don't have time to prepare anything at this point.
Yeah, I'm contemplating. I really want to smoke something good this weekend.
I did ribs last year, and they were immaculate.
Were they good?
I slow cooked them for 12 hours.
I haven't done a long cook in a while. Like, I haven't done a long, low smoke in a while, and I want to do something. I haven't decided yet.
I did burnt ends last week, and they turned out great.
God, I love burnt ends. God.
Yeah.
Meat candy, man. Just melts in your mouth. Give me that meat. Anyways, you guys want to talk? Should we bring Brian Windhorse on now?
Let's bring Brian on.
I got Brian
talking about all the big
deals.
We got
a friend of the program. So, Brian, good morning to you. Man, how about those Houston Rockets, Brian?
The Rockets are on an organizational hot streak. They are drafting well. They are trading well. They are using free agency well. They are negotiating contracts well. They've been very active the last couple of days, not just with Kevin Durant, but also getting Jabari Smith Jr. into a new contract, getting Fred VanVleet into a new contract. Tonight they signed Clint Capella to a 3-year deal, which was a surprise. That it will backfill them. They extended Steven Adams. When you play in the Western Conference, you got to have size. You got to try to beat Nikola Jokic. They've retained Steven Adams and added Clint Capella. They've got Alperen Şengün. They are really, really doing good moves. And then their development of Tari Eason, of Amen Thompson has really been going. If you're going to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, you've got to win across the board.
Right.
Yeah. The Rockets are piling up W's.
Yeah, I agree with that, Brian. I thought that was a really good point. You did bring up somebody. I was going to ask you about Nikola Jokic in Denver. I really like what Denver did yesterday. What were your thoughts on the Nuggets in their move?
This is a big move for Denver. This is the biggest transaction they've made in years. Cam Johnson was pretty much the most coveted wing on the trade market. Teams have been trying to get Cam out of Brooklyn for a year now. He is a high character guy, plays both ends of the court, shoots the three well. And if I'm not mistaken, and Bobby Marks can back me up, I think he makes, you know, a salary that potentially would give them some wiggle room, which is one of the reasons why I think they paid a first-round pick here in addition to Michael Porter Jr.
I mean, I think that's a great point, Brian. We brought it up earlier in the show. Yeah. Clearly the winner of yesterday was the Denver Nuggets and the trade that they made to get out of the MPJ contract. Now, Brian, everybody's questioning the Blazers and their future moves. I'm wondering if they're playing a long game here of we traded Dame to Milwaukee knowing that he would fail physically. That would lead to Giannis demanding a trade. Now we have the assets, and hey, Drew Holiday won a title in Milwaukee. Let's go make that Giannis trade. So, Brian, when do you think Giannis demands a trade?
It's sort of on the horizon.
Okay.
The teams are aware of it, but Giannis has gone overseas for his traditional summer with family, and he has not made any sort of move.
Ooh.
We went through the draft, nothing. We're into free agency, nothing. But teams are looking at the Bucks, and they're saying they needed to bring their whole team back and then add some sort of replacement for Damian Lillard to really think that they could be just status quo. If they were going to actually pass some teams in the East, they needed to really upgrade their roster. That doesn't seem like it's headed in that direction. Mm. Maybe they've got a move that we don't foresee. So the question is, if they are a team, they finished fifth last year with Dame on their roster, if they come back and are a little bit lesser in Giannis's eyes, will he be satisfied? There are a number of teams who think the answer might be no.
I think that's a really good point by you, Brian. Brian, I know you're kind of against it time-wise, and we won't have time to get into the Blazers today with you. Last one for you, as we appreciate you hopping on with us. Your thoughts on the Clippers yesterday kind of had a surprising move. We all thought Brooke was going to be a Laker, and then it came out he got a multi-year agreement in place with the Clippers. Just your thoughts of the Clippers, who seem to be kind of running it back, but adding Brooke Lopez.
This hits a couple of teams. Obviously, the Clippers just got a high, high quality backup.
Yes.
The Bucks. This has been their franchise center for their championship team.
Correct.
If you're Giannis Antetokounmpo, you are now having a question, who is our starting center going to be? But this is a blow to the L.A. Lakers. Now, in with the Lakers, that would have potentially been a starting job. Now, we don't know. The Lakers may have another starter that they've got. Let's wait and let's see what happens there. Brooke Lopez, obviously from Southern California, has played here before. So he's going into a backup situation. You know, a good contract, 2 years, $18 million. Like, certainly the Lakers could have afforded to match that. So I'm going to wait and see, but I am surprised that if the Lakers prioritized him, that they would have lost out to the Clippers. But I'm going to wait and see what happens with the Lakers because they still need a center and another guy that they had interest in, Clint Capella, off the board to Houston.
Yeah.
That's the world.
Yeah.
Making the selection for the Boston Bruins.
That's not a Janssen hang laugh. That's a lie. That's a lie right there.
I'm about tired of everybody either stealing our drops or our drops not being what they're labeled
as. I wanted the Janssen hang laugh from his press conference.
We pulled that yesterday.
It's right there. It's 1 second long. It's not. What about this?
Try that.
Okay, that still works.
No,
at least. I still got a few of them.
Didn't go anywhere.
Swag, if somebody steals our drop, does it get replaced?
What is going on? Somebody is putting something in over it. They're not looking at...
Can we file charges?
They're either
Because Ortner pulled that laugh at the end of the show.
He did.
So that wasn't Ortner.
That was, no, it was not.
No, somebody put something in over the top of that and wasn't paying attention in wide orbit to what they were doing. I don't know who.
Rust or Buck?
Who could it have been?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know who was in yesterday.
Ball gets it into
that one got saved over, too. We're losing drops left and right
what
over here.
What was that?
That's supposed to be Buck saying, I messed around with a rod. For 1 second, I don't know why it's on our page.
Guy, Wendy's really nice to come on right now. It's a busy time for him.
I know.
I'm very nice guy.
I don't think he's gotten any sleep.
I don't think he has.
Is your guy going to demand a trade out of Milwaukee? He's quiet in Greece right now.
Actually, he's not quiet. He's been posting on social media.
What's he posting about? Is he on the coast? Is he enjoying the scenery?
He getting freaky over there?
He was about to get freaky at night? You think about it.
He's definitely gotten freaky. Yeah, I think he's got 3 or 4 kits. He loves to get down.
I think he's hoping the Bucks will get freaky.
Look at the Bucks, and you kind of have to wonder what the hell they're doing. The thing that sucks is the Dame injury has changed all of this.
What do they have left to trade would be my question.
That's why they re-signed Porter and Gary Trent.
What do you have
to
do?
Torian Prince. So they re-signed those three guys.
You can't trade. They're not getting anything on the
trade
market.
Bobby Portis. They also signed Bobby Portis, but like they're running it back.
They have no assets to move. You can't trade Dame on the Achilles injury, and they used all their picks in that trade.
He posted a photo of all the trophies. I think he has either the mock of the NBA Finals trophy or somehow has it, but he has it next to his finals MVP, his multiple MVPs, his all-star. He's got all these awards in the gym, and he took a photo and was like, underachieve my ass.
That's pretty good.
Because Stephen A. called him an underachiever.
Yeah, if he only wins one title, it's a failure of a career, don't you know? You got to win multiple in order to have a good NBA career. You can't have a good NBA career winning one title. What are we talking about here?
New rule. We shouldn't care about somebody's opinion if they're playing solitaire during an NBA Finals game. That should be a new rule.
At least one glimmer of hope out of the NBA is I did see him hint at that he's not going to be on their coverage next year. Like, he's not going to overrun the TNT set.
He shouldn't. And he would be a terrible addition to that show.
He spun it by saying, it's going to give me some much-needed rest. Much-needed and deserved rest during the season.
Yeah, because I'm sure
he's going to spam your NFL Sundays. Yeah. He's going to spam all that crap throughout your week. But then don't worry, he won't be on your pregame NBA show on Saturday night. The Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Did you know they have 4 coastal locations, and they want you to take a beach break at one of them? Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Don't
forget. See you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow, Janssen. Yong Hansen. I mixed him up right there. Don't forget to get your mail sack questions into the fan text line. That number is 503-864-6326. We'll answer them coming up at 8:15. You can also send them into the YouTube chat that is right around the corner. I got some college football notes in the final hour, so we'll get to those. We're back after this. Searching for so Harley asking, did Sprague have caffeine this morning or something? He's on one today.
I am on one today. I can't believe you said Bobby Witt Jr. is overrated.
An idiot. What a dumb take.
Mike Trout Jr., Bobby Witt Jr.
When was the last time you watched a Royals baseball game?
Never.
When they were in the World Series
against
the Giants?
You ain't catching me watching Royals baseball.
When was the last time you watched the Royals? Huh? You're not sitting around watching Kansas City?
I will say, I love to joke about this stuff. Baseball is such a funny sport in that, like, you can have such an all-time talent, and it just doesn't matter whatsoever.
Oh, for sure, yeah. If you don't have enough around them. They were good last year. In their defense, Kansas City was a pretty good team last year, but they have been a massive disappointment this year.
The funniest thing is I actually watched the baseball playoffs last season. Don't have a single memory of them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they won a series, too.
We looked it up. Yeah, they did.
They won a series. They made it to the division.
They lost to the Yankees, right?
I believe they lost to the Yankees, yes. Well, you know what? We're already there, so why not? We'll get to college football coming up at the top of the hour. I got a question for you.
Oh, okay.
How closely are we tracking
the
dumping of the dumper on a daily basis?
It's the only reason I'm following anything Seattle Mariner baseball.
That's the only reason?
Yeah.
Watch what the dumper does.
Yep.
He hit another bomb yesterday. That gives him 33 home runs prior to the All-Star break. They now have 8 games left? What are we at before the break?
He's got
10 or 11 games left.
Yeah. I don't think they have. Let me look at the Mariner schedule.
Okay.
At
the FanGolf Classic, I had heard it was 15.
And that was last Tuesday. So that was a week ago.
So I guess
you play about a 5 games in 7-8 stretch.
Well, look it up, Swag.
Only Bonds and McGuire, 39 and 37, have hit more home runs before July 1st. Bonds holds the record for 39 at the All-Star break in 2001. I believe he is now tied Ken Griffey Jr. for the most before
I thought
July
Griffey's
1st.
Was 35.
So it was 35 before the break. He is now tied Griffey for most before July 1st.
Okay, but 35 before the break.
Different
is the
caveat.
Team record.
The
Mariners
team record
have 12
is
games left. Okay. Their only off day
Dude, that's
is
a lot of games.
Monday, July 7th.
I will
between
set the,
now and the All-Star break.
Okay, so he's at 33. I will set the over at 37 and a half.
So they get the three more with the Royals.
Who stink.
And then
we
three
just
with
that.
And three with the Pirates.
They stink too.
And it looks like they'll dodge Skeens.
Jeez.
That helps.
Then they're at the Yankees and the Tigers to finish up.
So it could be a couple rough outings there, depending on the
starting
Tigers
are pretty good this year.
Yeah.
That, yeah, but you got the short porch at Yankee Stadium.
You do.
Tigers on Sunday Night Baseball was kind of cool.
Saw that a was bit a of fun that. Little like, hey, look at this. Something different for once.
Here's the one to watch Friday. Oh, crap, it's on Apple TV. Friday, July 11th.
I have Apple TV.
That's Kirby. The only time I can watch the
Same,
Mariners.
Because I don't have Apple TV.
I don't have Root Sports.
Kirby and Skuball.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That's a fun little matchup.
I'll watch Skuball that on Friday night.
Great outing
4
on Sunday.
4 o'clock.
Now, that's a week from Friday?
Or this? Friday, July 11th.
Okay, so a week from Friday.
So you're going to give me the
37 and a half is your over-under.
I think, sadly, I don't want to do it. I want him to tie the record. I don't know if there'd be a cooler story in baseball since Judge's home run chase.
How out of left field would this be?
I mean, it is. It's just, it's insane.
Like, at least when Judge did it, Judge was always one of the best power hitters, and you're like, well, he put it together for an entire year and he stayed healthy. Not that Raleigh hasn't been a good player, but like, this is, he's, I think he's tied, let me double check, I think he's tied his career high in home runs.
And we're not even to the
night. We just we're not even to July. I mean, he did it before July. I think it's. Let me double check.
I think he finishes with exactly 37.
Excuse me. He's one home. His career high was last year. He had 34 home runs last year in 153 games. He has 33 and 83 games this year.
Great year last year.
He did.
That's Gold Glove winner. 30 plus homers. How many ribbies did he have?
He had last year 100 RBIs.
Growing up for us, that was a fantastic season.
The average was always the knock against him. He was a 220 hitter last year. Now he's hitting 276.
Yeah.
So he's cut down on the strikeouts.
Cut down on the strikeouts. The home runs have increased exponentially. I mean, it's unbelievable.
So is this, okay, so this is one of the weird things, like, it's going to be a one-off, or is this Cal Raleigh? Like, I don't think the defense has changed. He's still a great defensive catcher, but, like, has he tapped into something now is what you have to wonder if you're a Mariner fan. Maybe not this every year with this many homers at the break, but
well, the other
is he
thing,
a 30 home run plus guy?
And the other
year,
thing that
year.
Helps is he's got Julio in front of him and a Rosarena behind him. He's got a little bit of protection, not the world's greatest protection, but he has a little bit of protection so they can't just pitch around him.
Yeah.
And he's a switch hitter.
So I think
he can keep
think
the switch hitting up.
So you take the under at 37 and a half?
I hate to do it. I hope he breaks it.
That'd be wild.
The weather's going to be good. Boy, they're not getting any of the pitcher. Well, I guess Heaney, who took a no-hit, like gave up his.
That's right. Heaney was really good.
He was good last night against the Cardinals. I watched baseball yesterday. It's fantastic.
I know that you did.
Yeah.
What do you? I know.
Who does Heaney pitch for? What's his first name?
It's he pitches for the Pirates, of course. It's Andrew. You idiot. His same name as you. Who didn't know that? He's got a 4.16 ERA.
Yeah. I mean, Heaney, we all watched
He's
that
got a little bit of Skeens. He's 4-7, but he's had a really good season.
We're all sitting around watching Heaney last night. Dude, what were you doing? I was watching Heaney.
You know what?
Heaney.
His whip is 1.2.
Dude, his whip's out of control, bitch.
Swag dropped this before the show.
Yeah.
I watched 10 hours of tennis yesterday.
That was great.
10 hours of tennis?
Yeah.
That's what you did in your off day? You watched 10 hours of tennis?
Yeah, I just... I was,
no hops game? You just hanging out?
No hops. Monday's travel day.
Okay.
No, so they're in Eugene here for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
All right.
And then they come home for 4th of July.
What the hell?
It was great.
Dude, that's a lot of tennis.
That Alcaraz match was great.
What's going on? Is there some little major thing going on again?
It's Wimbledon. Day one of Wimbledon.
Oh, Wimbledon started?
Yeah.
They do it 4th of July week? They do Wimbledon 4th of July week?
Yeah.
Oh, they do? So they play on the 4th of July? Do people sit inside on the 4th of July and watch tennis?
It's in England, you moron.
I know. For American tennis fans, you moron.
Yeah.
We should protest if it's in England.
Yeah, who cares? I mean, tennis is stupid anyways.
London.
What,
do you want tyranny in your major?
You're going to go light off some fireworks, dude. People sitting inside watching tennis on the 4th of July?
Look.
Well, that's first thing in the morning, so that's the nice thing.
It is the nice thing on Sundays.
10 hours of tennis?
Hey.
When's the last time you watched 10 hours of anything?
I'm all for you liking tennis and watching
Did you watch
Wimbledon.
10 hours of any sport?
Football.
10 hours straight?
Dirt.
I mean, I know that's a,
7 hours of commercial.
But here's the difference. You got the Sunday night game.
And then it goes right.
But here's the difference. You're watching the red zone, so how many different games are you watching at the same time? How many matches are Wimbledon go on at once?
Oh, there's... 10 or 15.
Are you watching all of them at once?
They go back and
There's
forth.
A quad
so they
box.
Have featured it, matches.
They have a quad box?
Yeah, and then you go on ESPN box? Plus if you have a match you want to watch start to finish.
Dude, don't act like you haven't watched 10 straight hours of college football. The big nooner all the way to Pac-12 after dark?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point.
You've done like 14 straight hours.
That's a fair point, but it's football, you know?
I've watched a 9 a.m.
Non-football.
Game.
Football doesn't count. Football doesn't count.
What do you mean
Take
it doesn't
out of the
count?
Equation. Football's different. Give me another sport that you can watch for 10 hours outside of football.
Well, the NBA doesn't have 10 straight hours
Could you
of
watch
games.
10 straight hours of NBA basketball?
Yeah.
You could?
If you gave me... So Christmas, I'm a big Christmas
what
NBA guy.
What do we do
guy?
For the yeah. NCAA tournament?
I mean, I don't watch all of it. It sucks. 58-47. Yeah! 3 minutes to go. Nobody can make a shot.
The game's pure, though.
What's the combined field goal percentage? 27%.
If you gave me Christmas Day NBA to yeah. the point where it starts at 9 a.m. Pacific...
And it ends at 10, I think, the last game. You got 5 games.
So 10 hours from... Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
If you just kept going game God, after game dude, after game after game.
So much, yeah. Yeah. Football, tennis? We do it. Football, we're used to it. It's like ingrained in me.
Tennis
sit around
is
on the weekend.
Like
10 hours of tennis is wild.
I don't want to be mean, man.
That's insane.
Kind of a loser day off.
That's a pretty bad.
What are you doing? 10 straight out? It was 90
it
degrees
was
yesterday.
Gorgeous yesterday.
Why didn't you golf?
I'm golfing this afternoon.
It was your day off.
I know. Well, I had to
what,
reload.
Touch yourself to tennis for 10 hours?
Were you spanking it to tennis yesterday?
No.
Were you doing some spanking?
Dude, yeah, I do.
I think
done
it was.
That.
Reloaded the fridge with yeah, food for the week.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I want to get a taste of like what that, well, how big does that feel?
I think it did. I think it did.
It's the most loser comment you've ever had. 10 straight hours of tennis.
That's pretty bad.
Good for you, though. You seem very happy about that.
We'll do that as a poll question.
And watch multiple baseball games in the afternoon.
Jesus, brother. Dude.
It's great.
Love is love. No judgments.
All right. I'm going to put that up as a poll question. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Mail sack coming up at 8:15. Let's start, though, with this question in college football next on The Fam.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO!
YOLO.
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO.
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO.
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.